Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. There's a lot of confusion out there about the question, is Mary the mediatrix or not? This is a debate that's been raging for more than 100 years, and it can only be solved by placing Mary in relation to the Holy Spirit, which is precisely what I've done with my book, Three Mothers, the Holy Spirit, Mary, and the Church. So if you want clarity on this debate, I encourage you, purchase this little book. It's only about 50 pages. It won't take you long. And then email me with any questions. I would love to discuss. And welcome back to our series on reaching our full potential, because every day is an invitation to cooperate with God, to move from potential to perfection. And in this series, we'll help you learn how to use your time well, to live in reality, and to become the person God created you to be, fully human and fully alive in Him. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first meditation. One of the most exciting words a child discovers is the word, why. Now, this is a beautiful word, one of the most powerful words in the human lexicon. This word is a key, a currency, a path to truth. As C.S. Lewis says, questions are the human need for answers, as thirst is the human need for water. And an answered question brings a greater consolation, satisfaction, and delight than a cup of cold water to a man in the desert. Because the soul's need for truth is greater even than the body's need for water. And the delight is therefore correspondingly more profound. That's why we spend so much of our time looking for truth, looking for answers. That's why Wikipedia and Google and now AI get so much traffic, because it's good to know, and we want to know. And yet, even though we have greater access to information than ever before, do we really have a deeper, more joyful understanding of the world and each other and ourselves? Or is our knowledge now limited to the trivial, the superficial, the current, and the partisan? What do we need to have the pleasure of deep understanding, and how can we pursue that fundamental good? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Aristotle once gave three conditions for knowledge to count as true and complete. Here they are. First, your view of something has to be able to make sense of the subject matter. You have to be able to give an account of the thing to be explained, whether that's basketball, or electricity, or economics, or the Crusades, or the church's teaching on purgatory. Secondly, you have to be able to answer all the objections against your view. If you can't answer every objection, then that means there's still a side of your subject matter that you don't quite understand. It's still fuzzy. In fact, it's precisely through answering objections to the faith that the church has, over the centuries, filled out and developed her understanding of Jesus and the gospel. Being able to put objections clearly and answer them in a satisfactory way, that's the art that people like Aquinas brought to its highest level, and we should be able to follow their example. And thirdly, says Aristotle, you should be able to explain how it is that other people's misconceptions arose in the first place. If you don't understand how other people also made in the image and likeness of God could be mistaken about the topic, then there's something about other people and about the topic you're missing. And that means you're missing something important. So, what is it you'd like to understand better? What is it you'd like to know more about? If you really want that knowledge to be fully human, a simple Google search or Wikipedia rabbit hole probably won't do it. We need to do the work of learning, to get the satisfaction, the joy of acquiring the knowledge. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. As we just saw, one of the marks of really deep understanding is that you can actually sympathize with other people's misunderstandings. So the fact that our society is getting more and more polarized is an indicator that our knowledge is getting more and more superficial. People with a superficial understanding of some topic, whether it's political, historical, or religious, these are the people who like to label everyone who disagrees with them as stupid. The profound delight of truth is turning into the self-indulgence of self-righteousness. So what can we do to replace being superficially informed with an actually deep understanding that can really satisfy and bring about greater peace instead of greater division? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The great English poet Alexander Pope wrote, "A little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep, or taste not the Pierian spring. Their shallow draughts intoxicate the brain, and drinking largely sobers us again." In other words, a superficial knowledge can actually make us drunk or less thoughtful, whereas deep knowledge brings both pleasure and clear-headedness. Unfortunately, for many of us, our only understanding of very complicated and involved topics comes from the news, which is designed to be partial, quick, and limited to the present. In other words, the whole point of the news is to be superficial. And even if you try to balance by reading the news on the right and the left, you're still training yourself to think in superficial and partisan terms. That's not the way to acquire the habit of good knowledge. Instead of watching or reading or listening to a bunch of news, if you really want to understand a topic, read a book by someone who has thought deeply about it, not just deeply about recent events, but about the nature of the thing. For instance, if you really want to understand immigration, don't read posts by people on the left or people on the right talking about the current immigration crisis. Instead, read what the church says, read what scripture says, read what philosophers have said, read what moralists of the 15th century have said. Do what C.S. Lewis says everyone should do. For every two books you read, read one really old book to get a broader perspective. If you really want to understand something, instead of just picking a side, then dedicate yourself to the subject and delight as you transcend the annoyingly repetitive talking points of the contemporary dispute. And as you develop a deep understanding, you'll develop a more confident, but actually a more balanced view of the contemporary situation, and one in which you'll be more sympathetic, more humble, and therefore more convincing to the two different sides that a superficial, unreflective understanding has fixed into a permanent deadlock. This is the path to acquire real knowledge about anything, a knowledge that brings pleasure instead of anger, a knowledge that brings peace instead of polarization and hatred. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. This habit of going deeper and deeper into some subject is most wonderfully repaid when it comes to our faith. Entering deeply into the scriptures, or into moral theology, or into church history, or the lives of the saints. This is the greatest pleasure and peace a soul can know. This kind of knowledge comes from deep reading, but it also comes first and foremost from meditation. Meditation means to think about something with God. Our model should be the old men in the temple of Jerusalem when the Christ child came to teach them. Those old men were disciplined enough to have learned very deeply the things of God, but they were humble enough to be amazed at the wisdom and the flashing brilliance of the child in their midst. Remember, they didn't know he was the Son of God. Discipline, hard work, but also humility. These are the marks of someone who really wants to understand. These are the marks of someone who really wants to gain knowledge. Someone who's open to God's gift of insight and the incomparable joy of seeing it all come together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us
in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host,
by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, we should end every meditation with a good resolution, some way to practice today our meditation. And I think that as a resolution, every one of us, we should choose some topic, something that we're interested in or passionate about, or that someone we love is interested in. And we should read about that topic, that subject. And then as you read about it, we should try to summarize in writing what we're learning.
That's good. Or summarize to someone else. It's really good to be able to.
Well, I think first step, read, summarize in writing what you're learning and your questions, then discuss with somebody.
That's good.
And bring your notes with you, because then you can have a real conversation of learning. I love theology, history, the lives of the saints. But your sister, my daughter Grace, is getting her PhD in physics. I don't know anything about physics.
I know nothing about physics.
I didn't know anything about physics. But I did get a handful of books on physics, and I began to read them, and I actually got a notebook, a separate notebook, and I began to summarize what I was learning about physics and the questions I had, and then I was able to enter into some really wonderful conversations. I didn't have to have a physics degree.
Yeah, just curiosity and the willingness to do so.
Curiosity.
Because again, I think we have the tendency to say, oh, well, I don't know anything about physics. I could never know anything about physics. But you can at least, maybe not understand everything, but you can know something about physics.
Yeah. There's a physics for dummies out there. And I'm a dummy. And it was actually really satisfying to learn some basic things about physics.
I was in a coffee shop the other day and I didn't have my headphones and I was just overhearing someone's tutoring session, and I couldn't help but listen in and then just be like, oh, I never understood math in that way. That's so interesting. I actually grasp it now. But it is so, it's so true that when answers are at our fingertips, we can just get the answer without the learning, and we don't actually grasp that information. But it's why it's so hard to converse about these things, because we only know what we've memorized or what we've been told.
And this is not academic.
Mm-hmm.
This whole series is about the fact that God has given us a body and a soul to develop. And there's an aspect of our soul that we have to develop. It's called the intellect. And it's a non-negotiable. We have to develop it.
Mm-hmm. I even think that this meditation, in combination with the last meditation, they kind of complete each other, in the sense that we do need to build relationship. We have to start somewhere. But the major roadblock in most people's lives is, oh, well, I disagree with someone and I can't even begin. I just can't argue with them. Some people you just can't reason with. But that's not necessarily the fault of someone else. Sometimes, and the only thing we can do is learn more about it ourselves.
And the only way you can learn fully is if you know the position of your quote-unquote enemy,
mm-hmm.
the person who opposes you.
And to learn not for the sake of debate, but to learn for the sake of understanding it. And to truly, you could never reason with an addict by being like, well, it's unreasonable what you're doing. You know that it's unreasonable. But to really understand why someone falls into addiction, that's where you have to begin. And yeah, it's true with every political issue right now. And it's really dangerous when you just write off the other person as unreasonable,
yeah,
because we all find our own reasoning to get there.
Yeah.
I remember having two guitar teachers when I was younger, and one of them was one of the best guitarists I've met. He was a jazz guitarist. But when we sat down in our lessons, and anytime he would tell me what to do and I was confused, he was just baffled that I was confused. He mm-hmm. would just stare at me and I'm staring at him, and there was nothing we could do. And he would just get frustrated. We'd move on and I would leave with no knowledge, because he couldn't understand not knowing. He couldn't understand what I didn't know. And eventually he was sick one day, and I had a lesson with a different teacher, and he was just such a bright and happy and humble guy that if I didn't get something and he didn't get it either, we would just figure it out. We would just, he'd be puzzled, and then we'd just start working through it. He'd be like, well, let me look into it. I don't quite understand how to explain this. I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
And we would learn. But it took understanding how I was failing in a way. It's part of teaching. It's part of fully understanding something.
Well, most people don't know much about Thomas Aquinas, but Thomas Aquinas didn't just lecture. Thomas Aquinas would take a subject, an issue, a topic, and he would learn the opposing view so well that he could present it better than the opposition.
But this is what it takes. It's a way to form real empathy and understanding that actually helps us teach or learn, or as I've heard it put recently, disagree agreeably.
Exactly.
But that's not such a mysterious thing. It's one of the biggest roadblocks. It's just the moment you decide that person, it doesn't make sense. They're an idiot. There's no use talking about it or learning about it. If they don't get it, they don't get it. But that's not how you teach. It's not how you learn together. It's not how you change someone's mind.
Exactly.
I think it's the beauty of, at least most Catholics I talk to, it makes the least sense to us why anyone would turn to abortion, because it's such an extreme. But really deep down, you know why people do it. And it's important to know why and really feel for the positions people are put in, and to understand it and to be able to talk about it from the perspective of understanding. And it's dangerous when you can't see the opposite. If you're cutting yourself off from the understanding, you're also cutting yourself off from the person.
Very well put. So as a resolution, pick a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Read about it. Summarize in writing what you're learning, and then discuss it with somebody. And possess the good of knowledge, because you need it to develop your soul, and you need it for happiness. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.